Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent. Bob Surratt is on vacation. You know, if you listen every day, that Dean Richards joins us, and his segment is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. How are you this morning, Dean?
I thought you were going to say, if you listen to Bob every day, you need a vacation from him. That's not nice. That's not even a nice thing to say.
I love hearing you two banter back and forth every morning.
It's to hear your voice on WGN.
Oh, it's like a dream come true. I see that that Garth Brooks probably isn't the only person stopping his tour right now, is he?
No. We had a bunch of COVID concert cancellations this week. Garth Brooks announced the other day, but just this morning, maybe the biggest of them all, the cancellation of the world tour by the Korean supergroup BTS, which is a huge big deal because they were supposed to start a tour in April of last year that obviously got postponed. After 16 months, they put the schedule back together again and say, okay, things are good. COVID's dying off. We can do this again. And early this morning, they announced that their Map of the Soul World Tour is off again because of the rising number of COVID-19 cases. They say that due to changing circumstances, it's become too difficult to resume our performances at the same scale and timeline as previously planned. They were supposed to go to 18 different countries. So this is a huge big deal that they decided to kind of put this on hold a little bit. And at first, when I heard Bob wasn't here today, I thought it was because of the BTS concert.
He just couldn't live without it.
A lot of people don't know he is the regional president. He's the general of the BTS army. So I thought maybe he was just taking it really hard. But also overnight, Nine Inch Nails announced they're canceling their tour. Stevie Nicks announced a cancellation of her tour earlier this week. The group Korn. Lots of them. We're hearing more and more and more of these. So if you have tickets to any shows, double check before you go because things are changing daily on the concert front.
I'm just trying to catch up with the tickets that expired last year. You know, like I'll get an email that said, hey, that concert is tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, that's right. I had tickets for that.
Right, right. You know, and you know, you would think that some of the outdoor concerts would be safe, but in some cases, the band members are contracting COVID, and that's what's causing the cancellation. So you just don't know. You have to double check everything, and we sure never thought that we'd be back in this situation again, but here it is, my friends.
And they are doing that big concert in New York City tomorrow with Springsteen and Paul Simon, right?
Yeah, this is an outdoor show that they have decided to go for. It's called the We Love NYC, the Homecoming Concert. This was supposed to be the concert that celebrates that COVID is subsiding. It's over because it is going to be taking place on the Great Lawn in Central Park for vaccinated people. This is another deal that you do have to be vaccinated in order to get on the lawn for this show. It is going to be taking place starting at 4 o'clock Chicago time tomorrow, and they have they've lined up a few kind of big names, like a Bruce Springsteen. Jennifer Hudson will be performing. We have Earth, Wind, and Fire and Elvis Costello, LL Cool J. Andrea Bocelli is going to be performing as part of this. Paul Simon, Santana, Rob Thomas. I mean, and Barry Manilow.
Oh, wow.
How about Barry Manilow in there, too?
And they didn't pull out Bette Midler if they were pulling out Barry?
Right? Just like they used to do back in the old days when he was her piano player.
Yeah.
I would love to see Bruce Springsteen and Barry Manilow do a duet myself, and maybe throw in Earth, Wind, and Fire in the mix.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
That is unity. But the only place you can watch this, the only place that will be broadcasting it is CNN. So if you're interested, tomorrow at 4 o'clock is when it starts. And I think it's going to be one of those kind of all-evening affairs.
That's awesome. I'm taping it because, ironically, I'm going to a concert tomorrow night. But it's outdoor.
Ooh.
It's small. It's in a place in Mount Carroll, Illinois that I've never been to.
Really?
Yeah. So
who are you going to see?
His name is J.J. Gray, and he is, ironically, the very last person I saw on February 25th of 2020. He played the space in Evanston, and I was driving home at like 11 o'clock at night, and Felicia Middlebrooks called me and said, "Honey, you need to buy some masks." And I said, What are you talking about? And aren't you supposed to be up at 3 hours? She goes, "No, this COVID thing's going to blow up, and you need to buy some masks."
Wow.
And that was the last show I saw, and now he's going to be the first individual show I see, so I'm excited about tomorrow night.
Oh, it should be fun.
Okay,
what kind of music does he
play? He's like soul and blues and rootsy. He's a Florida guy, and
nice.
He's a storyteller, and you should check him out, Dean. I think you might like him.
Nice.
Yeah.
So everybody, let's all go to Mount Carroll, Illinois tomorrow. This evening that Lisa thought was going to be a very relaxed evening, now we'll have a million people.
720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. I guess I have to dial it back a little bit, Dean, because everyone said I've got a little more energy than normal.
don't fall into pressure like that.
No, we're not pressuring you.
You be as perky. Who told you to dial it down?
It's just that feeling. It's that feeling. So Dean Richards is with us. And what is the deal with Jeopardy? They just have seemed to have bungled this whole choice of a host.
Yeah, right? Not going well with their choice of the new host of the Daily Syndicated Show. Anyways, giving people named Richards a bad name. His name is Mike Richards. And the big controversy about this is that when he was a younger man, 2013 to 2014, he was part of a podcast called The Random Show. D-U-M-B, a random show. And he and a bunch of buddies would sit around and say stupid things, which, you know, really, that is maybe 90% of all the podcasts that are
right.
There's just stupid things in social media comments, nothing but stupid stuff. But this included very offensive language to denigrate women. There were offensive comments about Jewish people on here. It really was loaded with a bunch of just completely boneheaded stuff, for which he has apologized now that he's been named the host of Jeopardy. It took this long to issue an apology, even though it happened quite a long time ago. Now that he's got a good job, he said, "I am humbling to confront a terribly embarrassing moment of misjudgment, thoughtlessness, and insensitivity from nearly a decade ago." That doesn't sound like a lawyer wrote that at all. "Looking back, there is no excuse for the comments that I made on this podcast, and I am deeply sorry." The latest on this is that the Anti-Defamation League has now stepped into this, and they say that they would like to launch an investigation into Mike Richards and look at some of his other comments that have been made over the past several years. So I'm sure that this is not the way that Sony Pictures, they're the ones that own and distribute Jeopardy. This is not the way they were hoping things were going to roll out for their new host. And I wonder if they're second guessing all of this. If, you know, are they going to back him to the mat, or at some point are they going to say, you know what, this is not really how we want to represent Jeopardy for the future?
They're not going to back him. There's just no way. I can't see that they stick with that, especially when video was released this week of Alex Trebek saying, "If there was anyone to replace me, it should be Laura Coates." And she didn't even get a chance to audition.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Hey, what about Sean Penn's new movie? I hear this might be the best movie he's ever been in.
I think it's one of his really good ones. I will say that. I'm a huge Sean Penn fan, so I like, you know, pretty much anything that he is in. This one is interesting because he directs it, number one, but also he stars in it with his real-life daughter, whose name is Dylan, who is a dead ringer for her mom, Robin Wright. So, I mean, she has got some acting genes going on in her bloodstream. And it's a movie about a father and daughter. He's a very, very likable, charismatic, fun-loving dad who promises the world to his kids, and he's going to do everything for his kids, and but he never delivers on anything for his kids. He is ultimately a very absent dad, and because of the criminal activity that he is secretly involved in, he is actually very dangerous to his kids, especially to his young daughter. This movie is about how this young daughter, you know, kind of deals with all of this as a little girl and then as a young woman and as a working professional, constantly disappointed by her father. Now, you know, never mind that Dylan Penn is the daughter of two very famous and really fantastic actresses. Dylan Penn is really quite a fantastic actress. She is quite good. And Sean Penn is, you know, playing the dysfunctional father. You know, so that's real life for him, playing the dysfunctional father or someone, you know, the unpredictable like that. But he actually is also quite a good director. We did an interview with him a week or so ago and talked about, you know, as the director, were there any times where you just really had a, you know, lay the hammer down on your daughter a little bit to get her to do what you want? And he said, sometimes I felt like they ought to call in Children and Family Services on me for his daughter. The result is a really powerful movie. It's about a father and daughter relationship, which is very, very difficult to manipulate. So in some ways, a little bit disturbing. But I gave it a Dean's List A. It's in theaters this weekend.
Awesome. They're telling me I've only got like 15 seconds left. So what's the other movie we should see?
Well, go to see A Protégé with Maggie Q, with Samuel L. Jackson and Michael Keaton. Hugh Jackman's got a new movie that's out this weekend. And there's a documentary about the early days of the COVID-19 outbreak called In the Same Breath that is on HBO Max this weekend. Those are the ones that I'm really recommending this weekend.
You're the guy that I trust when it comes to choosing a movie. It's so nice to talk to you, Dean. Thank you for being a part of the show today.
We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Dean Richards on 720 WGN.